de la convaincre de donner ses derniers sous à son prédicateur. Il n'est mentionné nulle part que Crésus était prophète, que Jésus était César ou collecteur de fonds. L'égoïsme est Dieu, à Dieu le don de soi, vive la dictature et la servitude par la religion. Pourquoi m'enrôler dans une armée qui encourage la mort de l'esprit? Une armée qui se dit juste, mais dont les généraux sont des despotes malsains qui se servent d'un livre dit saint pour corrompre, pour mentir et affermir leur domination. Je refuse qu'on me dise que les voies de Dieu sont impénétrables. Je refuse qu'on me dise que sa parole est mystérieuse. Je refuse de faire partie d'un troupeau d'aveugles guidés par un malvoyant fanatique qui ne sait rien que de ce qu'il enseigne. Je refuse de prendre pour acquis les interprétations des autres. Je veux, je peux et je dois trouver des réponses. Et malheureusement, il faut nous camper parce qu'il faut nous bailler.
D'accord.
Et les gens qui viennent là, ils sont là. Et donc, oui, les gens qui avalent là, les gens qui parlent.
Exactement.
Dernier mot pour vous, hein?
Donc, et bon, je vais encourager tout le monde et apprendre à vivre vie par vous et concentrer sur ça que vous voulez et pas jamais dire que vous avez trop difficile pour vous faire. Parce que, depuis là, vous croyez l'entrée tout, pas gagner votre carrière réalisée.
En forme. Ah bien, ok.
D'accord.
Si vous
n'êtes
pas là, allez. Bye bye. En forme, allez. Merci, merci, Mura Dieu. Merci, cousine Madeleine, tout qui va le hein.
Oui, merci, cousine Madeleine.
En forme. En forme, allez.
Des opéras pour nous. Oh 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 oh. Oh, oh, il dit ça qu'a passé là. Pour que vie tambour moi, moi que vie vote moi, yo vle pour moi et jeter, pour me chanter opéra, pour me danser vals pour nous. Au début, avec la prise, c'est pour yoter, j'étais très bien, j'étais libre, pas d'un surprise. Nous pas de même connaître si mon saillot existait. Juste un matin, pour nous débarquer, pour dire qu'on s'accroîtra. Nous craser bien dans le bouillot, nous détruire mon poillot. Même si nous n'avons pas liberté, nous infuser au culte du maillot. Nous pas propre n'est pareil, nous relais les commandeurs. Nous pas un bout de bâton, pour le craser les pareils. Nous voyons, nous mon seigneur, nous les las casas. Les fêtes pour servir blanc, le pour tes points liberté, c'est pour tambour marié. Garçon, ton femme chanter, bonne envie, ton méconnaît, bambou, ton méonflis.
Alright, 1000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And what's going on tonight is Neil Peart has died. I think everyone knows. Neil Peart, an incredible drummer for the band Rush, this prog rock, hard rock, classic rock legends, that was Rush. He had been battling brain cancer for 4 years, I guess 4.5 years, since 2015 is when it kind of became known. It was sort of under the radar. He was not really a public sufferer, I guess. But the band stopped touring in 2015, so he knew something was up. He knew something was up with his health, and he finally succumbed just this past week. So, you know, frequent listeners of the show will know that we did actually have a Rush show before when they announced their retirement, when the band announced their retirement, now that Neil Peart has passed. Such a provocative or an important influence on many rock drummers. since. And so we can't let this go without acknowledging him. And so that's our theme tonight. We're going to start things off with one of their big hits, Tom Sawyer, from Exit Stage Left, 1,000 Points of Right, WMFO.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride. Never quite defend.
Change my life.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's the Body Electric from Grace Under Pressure. And you're listening to 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thanks for joining me. And Neil Peart passed this past week, so we're having a show dedicated to him, dedicated to Rush. And frequent listeners of the show will know that I had a show devoted to Rush when they retired a few years back, and now we're back this time saying farewell to Neil Peart. You know, it's funny, Rush is like, they're not among the cooler bands to look at or to follow. They were like more on the geekier side of hard rock. I mean, if you just look at some of the album artwork and pictures of these guys, they're not really the coolest looking people. You can tell they're probably not getting a lot of action, really. You know, I don't know if there are Rush groupies that are, you know, girls, as it were. I think probably a lot of dorky guys. I mean, and that's fine, really, if you're into that. But, you know, that's just not the the stereotypical rock experience in the 70s and then into the 80s. Rush did a good job, I think, in embracing the 80s. There's a lot of good incorporation of like keyboard stuff. Geddy Lee really kind of excelled at that, and the band really went headlong into the 80s and did pretty well. So we're going to get some of that, and we have some more from the 70s to play, of course. And I want to play this from the 80s era. Power Windows, really cool record. I want to hear Big Money, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
We'll be right back. ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart.
Yes, that's the crackle of the old vinyl here from the library, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Playing Old Rush tonight because Neil Peart passed away this past week. First music legend to die in 2020. And what's interesting is that my memories of him are as a incredibly precise technical drummer, very muscular. And his kit was like huge. It was enormous. It was like he was in a cage. He was like hidden from the stage. You didn't know he was there unless they had a camera back there. And I just remember that he was like, bah, 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 you know, just like the sounds of all the drums kind of going one after the other. And that was a sound you heard in a couple of the songs we played in that last set. We heard Closer to the Heart from A Farewell to Kings. Prior to that, Bastille Day from Caress of Steel in 1975. La Via Strangiato from Hemispheres, which was a 1978 release, and The Big Money started off that set from Power Windows. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So their big hit, massive record, was the one with Tom Sawyer and Limelight, which we'll hear later on in the show, which is from, Moving Pictures. So I started off the show, but I thought I was playing the live version of Tom Sawyer, which is why I said Exit Stage Left, but I was wrong. That was not the live version. We will play something from Exit Stage Left, I promise. That was another massive release for them, kind of like a best of live record. And that came out right around the, let me see, when did that come out? Yeah, right around the time the movie, right after Moving Pictures came out in 1981. So, you know, they tried to change their sound with the era. As the 80s came, they got out of the prog rock. They kind of got lost in the 90s, and they were more of like a 70s, 80s nostalgia band. But nevertheless, they did make a nice change into the 80s, and we're going to hear probably one of their best songs from that era, from Signals. This is Subdivisions, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.